Okay, we are up to mitzvah 425, mitzvah Taf Chaf Hey, as we continue with a couple of mitzvahs left here in Parshas Vayeschanan, and three more. Says the Torah, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, Ki v'yacha Hashem alokecha el ha'aretz asher atav Hashem alirishta. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, when Hashem brings you into Eretz Yisrael, meaning already giving an allusion that he will not be accompanying them in. V'nashal goyim rabim mipanecha. Hashem will remove and help you destroy the other nations. Chiti, v'hachiti, v'agirgashi, v'emori, v'akrani, v'aprizi, v'achivi, v'ayivusi. Seven nations. Shiva goyim rabim ba'atsumim mecha. They're bigger, they're greater than you. But Hashem will help you remove them. Unisanam Hashem alokecha biyadecha. And you, Hashem will give them over into your hand. V'hikisam, and you shall smite them. Hacharim tacharim osam, you shall utterly blot them out, destroy them. Lo tichros lahem bris, v'lo sachanim. Do not make any treaties with them, v'lo sachanim, and we'll have to see what that means. Don't show them favor. That, Bezrem, is the next mitzvah. But today's mitzvah is hacharim tacharimim. How to deal with the seven nations that are in Eretz Canaan when Bnei Yisrael came in. Says the Sefer Achinuch, today's mitzvahs asay to utterly destroy the seven nations. Laharog shiva amamin, hamachzikin ba'artzenu, terem kavashnu osamehem. The seven nations that were ancient, in ancient times in the land before we got there. As we'll see, the mitzvah does not apply bizman hazeh. But the mitzvah, conceptually, does apply and that forever, and that's why it is counted as one of the 613. So it's a mitzvah to say to wipe them out before we go in. V'him kanani v'amori v'chulu. Ula abdam b'chol makam shidim soim. And to wipe them out wherever they might be found. The Minchas Chinuch says here, that's a major machlokes, Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. What about before Yeshua went in or after Yeshua went in? Major discussions, he says. But shenemar b'aleihem achreim tachreim osam v'nechpa la'mitzvah b'seder shoftim. And the mitzvah appears again in Seder Shoftim. There is a number of mitzvahs that go along with this mitzvah. This is the assay. There's also a los assay. The los assay, the Chinuch says, in mitzvah taf kuf chaf ches. That's the los assay. Shlo lahach yos echad mikol shiva amamim. Shusana shlo belos assay. Shlo nechaya echad mishiva amamim. B'chol makam shenim soim. V'nuchal lahargam b'li sakana. We'll get back to that. And what are the, who are the seven nations? V'cholu. That is the Sefer HaChinuch later on. And he says, even the Dovid HaMelech killed out most of them. Still, there's a few left. And if anybody will finds one, chayiv le'abdam. The Rambam, when he counts this mitzvah in Kuf Pei Zayin, has it right before the mitzvah of Amalek. Right, these are the two mitzvahs that have to do with destroying other nations, the seven nations of Canaan and Amalek. We'll get to the differences, Be'ez Hashem, soon. The Achronim point out that, is this mitzvah a Chovas HaYachid or a Chovas HaTzibur? The Chinuch at the end of this mitzvah, we'll read it now, says, V'overal zeh ubal yado echan mehem, v'yachol lahargo, if somebody happens to meet a Canaanite, or an Amorite v'chulu, and he has the possibility of destroying him, v'lo harago, bitel aseh zeh, it's a bitel aseh, milvat sha'over al lav. Besides violating the los aseh, the Chinuch says the aseh and the los aseh go together. Aseh and los aseh. It applies on the yachid as well. If you look at the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says in Perek Hei of Hilchos Malachim, Mitzvahs aseh lahachrim shiva amamit, shenemar hachrim tachrimim, v'chol shebali ado echad mehem, v'lo harago, hareze over b'lo saseh. Shenemar v'lo sachaya kol deshama. But he does not say anything about the bitul aseh. So it sounds like for the Rambam that the aseh is on the tzibur, and the los aseh is on the yachid. That's what it sounds like. The Mitzvahs HaMelech brings this to our attention, this distinction that he feels the Rambam must hold. Together, alav de los achai kol neshama hu lav achiv al kol kenani v'kenani bivnei atzmo. Every Canaanite, as the Pasuk says, lo sachaya kol neshama. The al kol echad ve'echad mehem ik achiv lahargo. V'lochein, kol shabala afilu echad mehem liyadu v'lahargo over v'lav. Avala say, it's the nation. It's plural. Hachareim tacharimim. The purpose is to drive the entire nation out, as we will talk about more in a couple of minutes. That's in terms of who the mitzvah is on. Aseh, los aseh, yachid, and tzibur. There is a crucial element here, and this will lead us into some of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah as well. The Rambam says in the next parak, in parak vav, of Hilchos Malachim, the Chinuch doesn't quote every halacha, but the Rambam says, Ein osin milchama im adam ba'olam. A person never wages war with another nation, with another person, ad shekaren lo l'shalom. Until first he sends letters to him and asks him for peace. Echan milchames arishos ve'echan milchames mitzvah. Shenemar ki sikra ve'lir li'lachim alev ha'karasei lo l'shalom. He has to ask him for peace, milchames rishus or milchames mitzvah. This is not explicit in Shas, but this is the Rambam's view of what the halacha is. Im hishlima, what does hishlima mean? A, they don't want to kill us. They don't believe in killing us. They don't teach their children that it's good to kill Jews. If they're mashlim and they accept the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, then that's it. Ein argan b'hem neshama. V'hari hein lamas. Maybe they can pay some taxes to the Jewish government that's in Eretz Yisrael. But there is no chiyuv. Says that's the sheet of the Rambam. Again, even by a Mechemes Mitzvah, one has Kriya L'Shalom. Right, that's what he says. He describes a couple of halachas later. That's what Yeshua ben Nun did. Shlosha Ksavim Shalach Yehoshua Ad Shalom Nichnas Haaretz. Three letters he sent. Harishon Shalach Lahem Misha Rosa Levarach Yivrach. Whoever wants to run away, feel free. We're coming in. God said that we should have to go into this land. V'chazer V'Shalach Misha Rosa LaHashlim Yashlim. V'chazer V'Shalach Misha Rosa L'Atzaz V'Chama Yaseh. That's it. The three letters sent by Yoshua ben Nun. You want to go leave? You can leave. We're coming in. God promised us this land. And this was created, this connection, our connection to the land was even before the world was created. You want to stay and keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. You want to be a Ger Toshav. And you want to live at peace with us. That's also okay. But if you don't accept either of the first two, then Milchama. M.K., the Rambam then adds, this is a major discussion. So what was the issue with the Givonim? As we know, the Givonim dressed up like a nation from far away. If they wanted to make peace, let them make peace. What do they have to trick Yoshua ben Nun for, and we've been paying for it? M.K., Mibreima, Herimu Yoshua Givon, Lefi Shalosh Shalach Lahem Bechlau, Velo Kiblu, Velo Yadu Mishpa Yisrael. They didn't know. V'dimu She'epos Lahem L'Shalom. They didn't get the letters. And therefore, they didn't know that there was this idea of making peace. V'lama kasha adavar l'nesiim v'ro'i sheroi l'hakosam l'fi cherev l'lesh v'o b'nei shekash l'embris. And the later problem was that this treaty that they made, and once he made the treaty, that even if they didn't keep their side of the bargain, they wouldn't be able to deal with them. And the Rabbi here argues, calls a shibush, shloshalchem yeshua l'hashlem, ela ad shlo avar es hayardein, aval achar mikanei makablon osan. No, the Rabbi has a different answer. There's a certain deadline. If you accept to be mashlim or to leave before Bnei Yisrael came in, fine. But the Givonim didn't. The Givonim originally maybe were going to fight, but then they changed their mind. That's why it was too late. Either way, the Givonim is a big discussion, the story in Sefer Yeshua, why it didn't work. But either way, the Rambam says clearly, we are Shoel L'Shalom. And that leads us into some of the Hashkafa behind the mitzvah. It is, on the surface, if we think about one of the more difficult mitzvahs with our modern Hashkafa, and way of thinking, to think about this mitzvah and to understand this mitzvah. But, as we know, the Torah is eternal, Torah's Chaim, and the Torah, you know, wants us to get messages. Ultimately, it might be a chok, but there are reasons for sure that we can understand from this mitzvah. And Rachmana Litzlan, some of our enemies in our day and age, do not make it so difficult. Misharshi HaMitzvah. Let's see what the Chinuch says first. The Sharshi HaMitzvah is, Lafi, She'elu HaShiva Amamin, Heim She'chelu La'asos Komine Avodah Zara. The source of Avodah Zara was here. V'kolto Avaz Hashem Asher Saneh. The Torah knows that. The source of all of the Avodah Zara were these nations. V'alkein, B'yosam Iker Avodah Zara. The Yesoda Harishon, since they are the source, Nitztavino Aleihem Limchosam LaAdam Itachas Hashemayim. This is the source of all Avodah Zarah. Over the Avodah Zarah Achayim Misa, they're also Mashpia on the Jewish people. You have to get rid of them. If they say they'll give up their Avodah Zarah, fine. If they're Sheva Mitzvahs Reinoach, but they can't be here. Lo Yizachrav LeYipaktim Eretz Achayim. Some Rishonim say, as long as they go to Chutz La'aretz. Others say, like the Chinuch said, no matter where they are. Ubim mitzvaseinu zos aleim lacharimam yim salanu to'elas. So it's a benefit for the world, not just for the Jewish people. Shenovat zichram in olam v'lo nilman v'ma'aseihem. V'gam yish lanu likach musr b'zeh shlonu to'ach avodah zara. And also, if we're running after them and running after them to get rid of the sources of avodah zara, then obviously we will stay away from avodah zara as well. So again, this is crucial. They're the source of avodah zara in the world. And that is why we have to get rid of them. But again, we give them the option. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, of the Avodah Zarah, this is the undermining of his authority in the world, of his belief in the world. This is the anti-Hashkacha belief. And therefore, we have to act as his shlichim to get rid of them. So that is, number one, on an ideological front, Hachrim Tachrimim. The other issue of it within this mitzvah, which the Chinuch does not mention, but it could very well be part of the mitzvah. That's why we have to talk about it right now, is the problem of the Rambam and the suggestion of the Avnei Nezer. There's a famous discussion in the Rambam why the Rambam does not have the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Nowhere in the Rambam's 248 mitzvahs I say does it count living in the land of Israel as a mitzvah. So the Megillas Esther, one of the commentaries on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, suggests that maybe the Rambam doesn't apply today. It applied when they originally went in with Yeshua ben Nun. It's going to apply Be'ez Hashem when Mashiach comes, but it does not apply in all these interim years in between the Geulos. Rov Achronim assume that is not correct. Rov Achronim assume, no, the Rambam has to count it. It has to count. There are so many Gemaras that are dependent on the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so many halachas. And the Rambam quotes all those halachas. And the Rambam says, you could ask a non-Jew to write a shtar for you, Amir La'akum on Shabbos, to buy a piece of a house in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Gazur Be'rabanan. So again, you see there are halachas. The halachas from the end of Maseches Ksubis, which talks about a spouse or an adon or an eved forcing the other one in the relationship to come to Eretz Yisrael. So again, you see these halachas the Rambam quotes. The Rambam quotes all the agadatis at the end of Ksubis of those Amoram who love to roll around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. So the Shaila is, Rov Achronim assume, he has it as a mitzvah, but for some reason does not count it independently. So the question is, what might be what could it be included in? So now we come to the Avnei Nezer suggestion. There are a few, but the Avnei Nezer writes in Yeridea, Tuf Nun Dalin, it's included in today's mitzvah. Hachrim Tachrimim, you have to drive out the other nations of Eretz Canaan. Why? Drive them out and go live somewhere else? No, says the Avnei Nezer, of course. What, you would have to drive them out and get rid of them because they represent the Avodah Zarah, because they're going to want to kill you. The only way you're going to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael properly is if you get rid of them. So, obviously, if you have that chiyuv, it's all about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, says the Avnei Nezer for the Rambam. And he gives a mashal. Where else do you see this? He says, the Rambam counts one mitzvah of Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachati Pesochem, building the Beis HaMikdash. And other Rishonim, the Ramban says, you should count the Aron separately, the Aron, the Kli, says the Avnei Nezer. No, the whole purpose of building the Mishkan is Hashra'as Hashchina, to count, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence down. So, and that's, that his presence comes down on the Aron. That's all tachlis. So if you count Binyan Mikdash, so that exactly is included in the Binyan Mikdash. Mishum, he quotes first from the Sefer Ma'ayana Chachma, Mishum she'ikar tachlis based on Mikdash l'sarach Aron v'kaporis, kiddich siv asoli Mikdash v'shachanti besochem, v'kfar amrud it says in Sukkah, me'olam l'yard ha'shchina l'mata mi'asar ha'tfachim. And that's why the Aron and the kaporis are 10 tfachim high. Al-Kain, says the Avnei Nezer, since the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash is l'sarach Aron v'kaparis, alkein ein l'mnosan l'shnei mitzvahs. Umana Beis HaMikdash, shehi mitzvah la'atzma, v'hu l'tzarach Aron v'kaparis, he quotes the, quote, Bilyan Beis HaMikdash, and that purpose is for the Aron. And then he says, v'zeh atzmo nira li'atam, sh'be'inyan yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, de mitzvahs hachrim tachrimeim, hi k'desh anachnu neshev ba'aretz, shara Yoshua sholach pargam matutin, mi sh'rotza l'fanos yifne, Yoshua sent, whoever wants to leave, can leave. Hagergashi amad upana, the Gergashi left. You see that nobody, we didn't do anything to the Gergashi. Why? Because they left. And the point of this mitzvah is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and he only counted one mitzvah. The Ramban L'taimei counts as Aron as separately from the Beis HaMikdash. So here too, he counts Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as separately. Ha'olam Yizeh, says the Avnei Nezer, She'ein Tzmach Klau, Meharambam Lomar She'inonoi Bizman Hazeh, V'adavar Borer She'inonoi Bizman Hazeh. The mitzvah for sure applies today. Umash Hiksha Megillas Esther. So why is it, if you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael over Ba'aseh, the Gemara has, nearly, based on the Rashbash, the mitzvah is the yeshiva, the aliyah is hachana to the mitzvah. Okay, there are other issues that he discusses. Either way, this is one of the options that are given for the Rambam. At the end, if we have time, we'll do more. But this is the second shorish. What's the first shorish behind the mitzvah there? The source of Avodah Zarah. Number two, second shorish is that this is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and we have to be able to live peacefully and religiously in the land. If there are people in this land that want to destroy us spiritually, that's the seven nations. That's point number one the Chinuch makes. Or physically, then you have to get rid of them. And if we put it in this context, then obviously Bizman Hazeh, there are many around us in the world that teach from a very young age, the Jews are evil, the Jews are bad, you have to drive them into the sea. This is what the entire nation is about. This is what is said in the charter of certain Arab countries and certain Arab charters, certain Arab organizations, I should say. And if this is something that they believe, so how could we make shalom with them? How could there be shalom with them if this is something that they want to fulfill? Again, as the Rambam says, if we send them to make peace and then they give up on their intentions and they're makabel Hashem and mitzvos b'nei noach, so then fine, then it would be able to work and we wouldn't be violating. The mitzvah of harikas shiva amen is only, as the Rambam says, if they don't accept. Ve'en l'shol klal, and then the Rambam asks, the chinuch asks a hashkafic point, philosophical point, l'manivru ha'umos haroz elu, achar shesof and levad l'garim in olam. So why did Hashem create these nations? And these nations are all about the destroying of emuna in the world, or the destroying of the Jewish nation, so why did Hashem create them? So the answer is, as you would have guessed, he did not create them. Kikfar yadanu, sharishus nesuna biyado shaladam lios tovara. Every single person in the world has bechira chavshis. All the rishaim throughout history that have destroyed us had bechira chavshis, and they chose to be evil. V'shalo yachriach Hashem es ha'adam alechem mehem. Hashem does not force man on any of them. V'achar shekein nomar, ki shiva amamin elu kilkulu ma'aseihem. These seven nations did it to themselves. V'hir shiyu achin ischayvu kulam avadon v'maves. And they were wicked until they became chayim misa because of all the murderous acts that they did. They could have, they had the potential to be good. And that's why you can't say that, oh, why did Hashem create them? Number one, they had potential. Number two, skip two lines, says the Sefer HaChinuch, maybe they even weren't evil right at the beginning of their creation. They had a Shasa Kosher. Because of that Shasa Kosher, that was enough to be, give them a zchus to be able to be created. Or, Oulai, maybe the whole reason for creating them was one descendant that was going to convert, that was going to be righteous. Ulai no marsha yatsam ibein kulam adam echad, hagun, ubishvilo zachugulam li baros, like the Gemara says about the Bnei Banav Shel Amalek. The ein mer nimna eitzel habore, livros kam bnei adam mishvil echad. And Hashem does not prevent himself, kaviyachol, from creating a whole nation for one. As the Gemara says, right, that one of the Amoraim exclaimed, oh, the whole world is, it's right to exist just for, right, Chanina Bani, and for me, Fechulu. So there are many reasons. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create them? Everybody has Bechira Chavshis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons. V'hu Baruch Hu HaMevin Es Kol Ma'aseinu, V'yodea Matzarach La'achirim El Ha'echad HaMyuchad Ki'ivru Kulam Bishvilo. Good. Continuing now. What about Bezman Hazeh? So the Rambam and the Chinuch say clearly, this mitzvah does not apply Bezman Hazeh. There is no mitzvah. Why? Because we don't have these nations anymore. None of these nations exist. Kanani, Kenizi, Kanamoni, David and Malik got rid of most of them, and the last couple were mixed around by Sancheref. But the Rambam says clearly in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Chinuch quotes it here, just because we cannot fulfill this mitzvah before Bezman Hazeh, it does not mean that it's not counted as a mitzvah. Because this isn't a mitzvah that inherently has a time limit. Like, you're not allowed to go out of your house the night of Pesach. That was limited in time to when they were in Mitzrayim. Right? Or the Isser of marrying out of one Shaven. The Isser that we discussed at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. So that also is not forever. That was just the first generation. Those aren't inherently eternal. They have a limit, and that's why it's not counted as one of the 613. But there are many mitzvahs that we can't fulfill Bezman Hazeh, says the Rambam. We can't bring Karbanos Bezman Hazeh right now. We can't fulfill other mitzvahs of the Avoda. We can't do that, but it's still counted as a mitzvah. So to here. Because it's just the mitzias doesn't exist now for us to do it, but the chiyuv is still there. So therefore, says the Rambam, and the Chinuch quotes as Halashon, you would still count the Bezman Hazeh. Just to point out that the diuk that a number of the Salvechik family made in the Rambam, that the Rambam has this by the seven nations, the three words in the Rambam in the fifth parak of Malachim, Kfar Avdu Zichram, their memory, they're not around anymore. Fascinating that the very next halacha, which discusses Mechias HaMalek, the Rambam does not have those three words, Kfar Avad Zichram. And that's what led Reb Chaim and others to describe that there are two types of Amalek. There's the biological Amalek, which might not be around anymore, but there is the halachic Amalek, which is any nation or people that have as their charter to wipe out the Jewish people. They have the status of Amalek, and that's why the Rambam doesn't say Kfar Avad Zichram over there. Continuing, let's just make one more important ta'ara. Says the chinuch at the end. If somebody has the chance to kill one of these people, again, in the times of old, when they were, it's kind of self-defense. If one looks at this halach mitzvah in this way, self-defense, either spiritually or physically. That's what this mitzvah is about. It's a self-defense against the Shiva Amamin for what they represent. So if somebody could take care of one of them without being in danger themselves, and they don't, it's a bittul asay. And this is the Minchas Chinuch Kasha on the Chinuch. Belishi is takin bedavar? No. We know there are the big three that you have to give your life for. But says the Minchas Chinuch, there are some other mitzvos, not too many, maybe like two of them or three of them, that inherently are dangerous mitzvos. But you know what? That's part of the mitzvah. You can't say, how could the Chinuch say, oh, without danger, all milchama is dangerous. And the assumption and the accepted, you know beforehand that there's going to be casualties, Rachmana Litzlan. So how could the Chinuch say, oh, as long as it's Mibilishi is talking Adavar? That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, Nilita Betzarachian. No, there is no p'tur of Sakana by mitzvos related to Milchama. Tzarech Iyun. If you look in the Brisker Rav, in the Griz Ala Torah, in Parshas B'Shalach, he says on a pasuk in the Haftorah, by the Milchama of Barak and Dvorah, he says the Chinuch is talking about a Yachid. And the Minchas Chinuch is right when it comes to a Tzibur. When it comes to a Tzibur fighting, obviously there are casualties. But when it comes to a Yachid, just on the street, that's where the Chinuch is talking about, that there is a Ptur of Sakana in that case as well. Okay? Important discussion. We will continue, B'Hashem, next time.